USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States, 13 in the world in infrastructure. We should be ranked number one.
President Biden touting an infrastructure bill he signed earlier this year just outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, near the Fern Hollow Bridge, which became a symbol of the country's flawed infrastructure after collapsing into a ravine just before Biden visited the city in January. Biden also in Pennsylvania campaigning for Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, who's running for Senate. The Centers for Disease Control is set to vote on whether or not to include the COVID-19 vaccines in the official schedule for childhood vaccines regarding schools. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says that it's not the CDC's decision to make.
As long as I'm around and as long as I'm kicking and screaming, there will be no COVID shot mandates for your kids. That is your decision. That is your decision to make as a parent.
Florida will not mandate the vaccine for kids and will not bar a child from attending school in the state if they do not receive the COVID-19 vaccination. A newly filed lawsuit is accusing Google of collecting a massive database of voice and facial features without users' consent. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says that's against the law. The complaint suggests that Google Nest smart home products are actively listening and recording what they hear. Elon Musk says he's obviously overpaying for Twitter, but he sees huge upside in the long term. On Tesla's third quarter earnings call this week, Musk saying the long-term value of the social media platform is an order of magnitude greater than its current value. The Dow giving the thumbs down to Thursday at the closing bell, losing 90 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
New whistleblower documents suggest President Biden may have been aware of his son's business dealings. On Fox News, Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley calls for more transparency from the White House and FBI.
We're just fed up with the political bias within the FBI and the Department of Justice. And are they following through on some of these things? And we just have to keep pursuing it. And I intend to keep pursuing it.
Investigators are continuing to look into a huge pileup on an interstate.
Interstate 5 near Albany, Oregon, was the site of a fog-caused pileup on Wednesday that continues to hinder traffic. Drivers continue to be detoured in the area between Portland and Eugene. 60 crashes, including a fatality, was reported by the Oregon State Police. 15 to 20 commercial vehicles and about 45 passenger vehicles were involved. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A Southern California football star is making history on the field. 17-year-old Bella Rasmussen is from Laguna Beach, and she's now the first girl in the state to score two touchdowns in a high school game. She says she hopes to prove football isn't just a sport for men. Game 2 of the American League Championship Series set to take place in Houston tonight between the Houston Astros and New York Yankees. First pitch of that game set for just after 7:30 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.